In a world obsessed with beginnings, the key to your future success may lie not in what you start, but in what you're willing to end. This counterintuitive wisdom has made necessary endings a favorite among executives facing tough decisions. Oprah Winfrey cited it as the book that helped her end her iconic talk show after 25 years. The profound insight that today may be the enemy of your tomorrow resonates deeply in a rapidly evolving world where the ability to execute necessary endings might be the most underrated leadership skill of our time. Have you ever wondered why some people and organizations thrive through change while others stagnate? The difference often lies not in what they build, but in what they're willing to dismantle. When we fail to end things properly, we're destined to repeat our mistakes. The painful truth is that your desired future may never materialize if you don't end certain things you're doing now. The good simply cannot begin until the bad ends. Beautiful rose bushes thrive through systematic pruning. Gardeners remove three things: healthy but non-optimal buds, sick branches that won't recover, and dead branches taking up space, allowing plants to direct resources to their most promising parts. This gardening principle applies to business and life. Without pruning, we achieve only average results. Jack Welch demonstrated this at GE, growing the company from $26 billion to $130 billion by requiring businesses to be number one or number two in their market, eliminating struggling divisions, removing the bottom 10% of workers annually, and cutting bureaucratic layers. True pruning transcends mere cost-cutting. Strategic pruning addresses mission, purpose, structure, and execution. Simply doing the same with fewer resources yields less of what you were already not happy with. Consider which areas consume resources that could be better directed elsewhere. We must recognize necessary endings as normal, not problems to avoid. When we see endings as expected and beneficial, we can take appropriate action. Life consists of cycles and seasons. Nothing lasts forever. Accepting this truth makes endings easier to embrace. Life and business inevitably involve pain. Some pain ultimately brings life, like pulling a tooth. However, we should never accept misery that leads nowhere. When experiencing stagnant suffering, you've likely become so accustomed to it that it feels normal. Chronic ache begins feeling like just the way it is, rather than a signal something is wrong. Several mental maps prevent necessary endings. An abnormally high pain threshold numbs you to problems, preventing action. Covering for others, common in high achievers who compensate for others' shortcomings, is another barrier. Leaders are conditioned to persevere, but there's a toxic version where ending anything gets labeled quitting. Successful leaders separate their identity from outcomes, allowing them to end what's not working and redirect energy elsewhere. Misplaced loyalty and codependency also prevent necessary endings. Our psychological makeup, shaped by past experiences, determines how we handle endings. While we can't control external reactions, we can always control our response, if our internal map shows us that we can. The paradox of level 5 leaders being both humble and fearless raises the question, where does fearlessness originate? Successful leaders share one critical trait: they confront reality. Motivation requires acknowledging when something isn't working rather than hoping for magical improvement. Research shows great leaders confront the brutal facts, particularly regarding necessary endings. Jack Welch's primary business rule was face reality, enabling the tough decisions that earned him Manager of the Century recognition. Hope helps us endure hardship, but becomes problematic when it distorts reality. While abandoning hope prematurely limits achievement, false hope merely extends time spent on futile endeavors. Past behavior remains our most reliable predictor of future actions. Four essential questions determine whether hope is warranted. What has performance been so far? Is it good enough? Is anything in place to create different results? If not, am I willing to accept more of the same? Honest answers prevent continued investment in proven failure patterns. Character determines destiny. If Earth's survival depended on a difficult golf putt, our hope would rest on who's holding the putter. Jack Nicklaus in his prime represents legitimate hope. Others might represent wishful thinking. People often place hope in promises rather than demonstrated capabilities. For meaningful change, both intelligence and energy are required, with the crucial question being, where will the energy for change come from? Cloud identifies three fundamental character types that determine whether relationships are worth continuing: wise, foolish, and evil people. Wise people accept truth, listen to feedback, take responsibility, show empathy, demonstrate remorse, and solve problems. Investing time with them makes sense because talking produces results. For foolish people, stop discussions and implement consequences. This transfers the need to change from your shoulders to theirs, making them feel the pain of their choices rather than you bearing the burden. With evil people, Cloud recommends lawyers, guns, and money, switching to protection mode rather than helping mode. Unlike foolish people who harm unintentionally, evil people actively seek to hurt you. When deciding whether to continue a relationship, distinguish between problems, specific, isolated issues, and patterns, recurring, predictable behaviors. I know I live in hell, but I know the names of all the streets. This captures our resistance to necessary endings. Our brains resist change, yet change is essential to end present misery and reach desired futures. People don't resist change, they resist change they see no need for. We readily change when facing immediate danger or significant benefit. Creating necessary endings requires both fear of negative consequences and attraction to positive outcomes. Cloud suggests playing the movie forward, vividly imagining future consequences to align your brain with what you want. When teams collectively believe in the urgency of endings, positive pressure develops. Form powerful coalitions of influencers who maintain momentum. Vision sustains motivation through difficult transitions. When my daughters resisted moving houses, I exposed them to the benefits of the new home before announcing our move, easing their transition through tangible experiences. Deadlines force endings when nothing else will. While high performers create internal deadlines naturally, difficult endings often require external ones with real consequences. Endings happen when we create driving structures, timeframes, plans, milestones, deadlines, and consequences. The best things in life often emerge not from careful planning, but from necessary endings. Each conclusion creates space for unanticipated opportunities. Excel where you are, find courage to move on when needed, and commit fully to what follows. Even missteps, when executed with excellence, create new possibilities. Tomorrow's opportunities require today's conclusions. Without properly processing grief, people either cling to false hope or make hasty rebounds. Properly metabolizing endings means extracting valuable relationships and lessons while releasing pain and resentment. By recognizing natural cycles, pruning what doesn't work, and transforming experiences into wisdom, we open ourselves to unexpected possibilities. The skill of ending well may be the very key that unlocks your future.